بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Continuing with our series on the great companions of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this week we'll be looking at a very courageous and brave Sahabi by the name of Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu. He was born 21 years after the birth of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he passed away 10 years after the demise of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Khalid, the son of Walid radiallahu anhu, was a brave and courageous companion of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was also known as Saifullah. Saifullah means the sword of Allah. This was because of his extreme bravery and courage in the battlefield. He was very knowledgeable in warfare and was a great commander. His participations in battles were such that every part of his body had been wounded in battle. Before accepting Islam, he led the non-Muslim army against the Muslims in the Battle of Uhud, and it was his quick thinking and planning which led to defeat for the Muslims. He accepted Islam after the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, approximately in the 8th year after Hijrah. This meant he only acquired 3 years of the company of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From his many accomplishments, he had the opportunity to become the commander and the leader of the Muslim army during many battles and remain undefeated throughout his life. Along with his great bravery, courage and strength, he was also very generous. He would give from his own money to the leaders of other religions to bring them closer to Islam. He had utmost love for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and would not tolerate anyone saying anything against our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu appointed him as the commander and the leader of the Muslim army. Along with being a great warrior and a great commander, he also had deep understanding of deen, and his opinion was always valued. Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away at the mere age of 50. Due to spending his whole life in the battlefield, his desire was to die on the battlefield as a martyr, but this was not to be. He passed away on his deathbed and lamented over this. Many ulama say that the reason he never gained martyrdom was his title, Saifullah, the sword of Allah. How could the sword of Allah be broken? According to most historians, he passed away in Syria, and that is where he is buried. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu a great amount of reward for all of his services to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sacrifices for deen, and give us all the ability to emulate these great companions of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, until next lesson, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.